There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Pew, pew!
Give us a pew, pew.
Pew, pew!
There you go, Momo.
That's pretty good.
Best pew, pew in the house.
That was good.
Pew, pew! Pew, pew! Pew, pew! Pew, pew! I make lots of noises at my cats and babies and stuff. You know.
It's May the 4th, Star Wars Day. It's also game two, Lakers versus Warriors tonight in San Francisco. Momo's hanging out. Ireland's going to leave a little bit early. Remember, the game is on early tonight.
Yeah, it's going to tip at 6:15.
Oh, didn't know that. Thank you.
Yeah. 6:15. That's why you're here.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So a 2 o'clock call today. We are ready. I want to mention real
no
quick.
No idea. I would have just gone home and thought it was at 7.
We are on YouTube today. You can watch the YouTube stream live presented by LAFD. Go to joinlafd.org for more information. All right. 2 o'clock call today. Momo, pick a number 1 to 9, any number.
3.
Number 3. Let's go to Ryan in Simi Valley. Ryan, you're the 2 o'clock call of the day. Don't ask us how we're doing.
All right. I'll just get right into it. Diehard fan. There's a lot of fans here in Simi Valley. And this is a game tonight where us as Laker fans can finally believe in Anthony Davis. He needs to come out and play the same way he came out in game one and show us Laker fans we want him around. Because if we don't get it done this year and we end up losing this series after we go up 1-0 against the hated Golden State Warriors, we need to end this dynasty tonight. We take a 2-0 stranglehold on this series and we finish him off at home. No more Warriors. LeBron gets number 5. He can pass Steph Curry.
All right.
That's okay. It.
That wasn't bad.
Although that was good.
There's a couple things I want to say.
Oh, okay.
Even if the Lakers win tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not saying series over.
I think the series is over.
I think it's over.
I think
you guys
over.
Both do.
Yeah.
I think they win tonight.
You don't blow the first two at home and come back.
Well, they were down 0-2 in the last round and they won.
They were on the road.
Yeah.
It's different.
That Oklahoma City one, I think, was this. They were at home, right? They
blew
came back.
Two
that's
at
the,
home.
That's the game 6 Clay in Oklahoma City.
I think he is right, though. I think Anthony Davis dominating is the – they don't have this
– the
did you guys hear what Shaq said on TNT about, you know, Anthony Davis was the first guy to have a 30-20 game since Shaq in 2004?
Right. Yep.
He said in 2004 when he went 30-20, Phil Jackson, his dad, Sarge, Philip Harrison, and I think he said there was one other person said to him after his 30-20 game, he was expecting them to say, you know, way to go. And they all said, do it again. It's
right.
Not good enough that you only did it once. We need four of these. You got to do it again.
Nice.
So that's what he said. He said, if I could talk to Anthony Davis, I would say, all right, now we know you're capable of it. Do it again.
Let's do the 204 call of the day. Let's go to Mike in South Pasadena. Mike, you're on 710. You're the 204 call of the day. What's up?
Hey, I'm honored to be the 204 call of the day. Pew, pew. Hey, I actually told the screener. I told the screener that I wanted to get my buddy McKinney on because I don't have a rant, but Mike McKinney and I used to play on the Disney Company basketball team. He was a Disney artist. We had really nice uniforms. We played in the Burbank City League. And he has the greatest rants about the sport of basketball, and we love to get on the phone, and he will rant. And I'll just give you I tried to call him.
Hey, do this. Have him do a rant into his phone and record it and send it to us.
Okay.
All right? So that way he doesn't have to be, like, by his phone at a specific time.
Pew, pew.
All right. Hey, Mike, thank you very much. Yeah, we look forward to hearing from McKinney.
So one okay call and one not so okay call.
No, I love that guy, and it's probably
he called in to talk about his friend.
It's probably going to result in a great rant from Mike McKinney.
Yeah, I hope that call gets Greg, the second call gets an incomplete until we hear the rant.
Yeah, the force is not with those guys today.
No.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew. What do you think of the 204 call of the day?
I just said I didn't like the 204 call of the day. You're calling for another guy to say, my friend does a great rant. Yeah. Cool.
I just got the list of all the famous people coming to the game tonight.
Oh, nice.
You guys want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay, you can decide who the most famous person of all these is. Okay. Danny DeVito, Alex Rodriguez, Phil Hellmuth, the poker player.
Poker brat.
JaVale McGee, former Laker, former Warrior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Oh, Spider-Man, yeah.
Zendaya. Don't they go out?
I love Zendaya.
I think those two go out.
Yeah, they're together.
All right. George Kittle.
George Kittle.
Christian yes. McCaffrey.
Yeah.
They were at game one.
Sam Darnold. Brandon Crawford.
Who's your favorite quarterback?
Brandon Crawford. Okay.
I guess he's on the DL or something.
And then I think we have the winner.
Okay.
Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Montana's
It's big. Either Joe Montana, Tom Holland, Zendaya, or
Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito's the most famous out of all of those people.
To anyone over 40.
I love Danny DeVito.
No, he's good on It's Always Sunny.
Oh, he's amazing on It's Always Sunny. Twins, yeah.
Talking about awful movies that are good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Jorge always calls out Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Oh, man, Jingle All the Way, I love that one.
Jingle All the Way, exactly.
Yeah. Danny DeVito gets my vote.
I vote for Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
Momo, you vote for Zendaya?
Doesn't she have like an Emmy or something?
She won some award for the girl.
What's
that show called?
Euphoria.
Yeah, Euphoria.
Yes.
That's Kittle.
Here's my vote.
Yeah, I think it's Joe Montana.
Yeah, I think it's
in the Bay.
I think it's Spider-Man. Yeah, I mean, obviously up there, every significant athlete is up there. Even every San Francisco significant athlete is there, plus Sam Darnold.
Kittle, McCaffrey, and Darnold are all sitting together.
Oh, okay.
Is Darnold on the Niners?
Yeah, he's Jorge's new quarterback.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Trey Lance, not?
Well, he's not working out, I guess. They're looking to trade him. You know.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a 208 call of the day. Let's go to Northridge.
Oh, man. We got here nothing. We go.
Mark, you're on 710. Hey.
Bricks.
How you doing?
That's it.
Call of the day for today is done.
Yeah, the force is not with anybody.
Three bad calls.
No more calls of the day. The first call was good.
Second
call is an incomplete. Third guy asked us how we're doing.
I wouldn't call the first call good.
I thought
it was good. Fine.
No, I thought it was good.
It was fine.
Fine.
No, you just want it to be good so that we can keep doing this.
We're going to do it no matter what. Right. We can keep doing this. Like, you're going to tell us to stop doing the 2 o'clock.
I don't have to answer the calls.
You know what I also got from the second caller? Hmm. That Greg's name is now the screener.
Yeah,
the screener.
The screener.
I'm the screener. And he also didn't tell me that. So.
He didn't. He was a speaker.
He didn't actually tell me those things.
Here's
I would have not put him through if he told me that thing. Be like, well, then have him call.
Yeah, have McKinney.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you're going to come on and talk about your friend, screw you.
Give me the friend.
I was trying to call.
I don't know. I can't do a rant. My friend's really, really good at it. Yeah,
I
wouldn't have put that through.
Yeah, record it and send it in, McKinney.
Sure.
Or have your friend call.
Yeah.
What's the number?
877-710-3776.
I mean, we can do this. We have three radio professionals.
Yeah.
We don't need another call. It's okay.
We have three. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 radio professionals and Greg.
Who would be the fifth then? There's four of you. I would be the fifth.
Yeah, we're not good with numbers in this show.
You are so bad at numbers.
I was told there would be no math.
No, you ruined the joke.
No, you killed the joke.
No, you said five and Greg, and I said, who's the fifth?
Yeah, it was a good joke.
No.
There was a good joke in there.
There was. You just didn't nail it.
Yeah, just didn't nail it. Did not stick the landing on that joke. Did you hear the Rob Pelinka? It's Rob Pelinka Day. Rob Pelinka exchange about Scott Kaplan turtling at the game?
I did. I heard this part.
Okay. So here, let's play this. Yesterday, if you missed it, to set up the story, you were with Scott Kaplan.
Yeah. So I had this idea that Scott Kaplan had the gift of gab, that he is a professional schmoozer. He's got some chutzpah, as we would say.
Yes.
Can go up to anybody and talk to anybody. And so I said, I have that too. Let me be your entree.
Yes.
I'm going to facilitate you talking to people that you don't know.
Right.
And I want to see Scott Kaplan in action.
Yeah.
Scott Kaplan, there's Rob Pelinka over there. You want me to introduce you? He was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I go, Rob Pelinka, the GM of the Lakers that you talk about
all
the time.
You talk about all the time.
Don't you want to get to know him and maybe develop a little relationship so
yeah,
that when you're...
Yeah, some rapport.
Yeah, some rapport.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a good word.
And he didn't. You called it turtling.
Yeah, he just totally turtled.
That's a great word, by the way.
It is.
Just going into
your
shell,
right?
I stole
that. Yeah. It's like picture the turtle with his head out and then go, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, no. It's a great word. I've used it and thought about it a lot since then. So yesterday we had Pelinka on. Listen to the way this went. The next time Cappy is on the floor at a game, is he free to approach you and say hi?
So if Cappy's got some ideas or a good strategy for, you know, this series, we're all ears.
Ignore him. He's got no good ideas.
The best part of the whole interview.
Bus, yeah. Throw it under.
Yeah, I mean, the best part was when you asked him about Rob Lowe, and he told you this amazing story.
Oh, it was a great story, yeah.
I was like, where? That is an amazing story.
Ramona, how did you and I not know that story
before? I can't believe I didn't know that story. That was crazy. That basically, do you have it on tape, or do you want me to just retell it?
You have it on tape? Yeah, let's listen to Rob.
Rob Lowe was at the game last night. And for, you know, ever since you got the GM job, people have been, that's a huge compliment that they compare you to Rob Lowe.
Yeah, they put you in a split screen with Rob Lowe.
Have the two of you ever met? Do you guys laugh about it, or have you never talked to him about this?
You know, it's funny. Two or three years ago, you know, Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambis are really good friends with Rob. He's
big Laker fan.
Lakers fan going back to the Showtime era. And Tim Harris put together a season ticket holder floor seat event that was really nicely done. And Jeannie had this idea of, you know, kind of playing a joke on to, you know, say, hey, the GM's going to come up and address the floor seat holders on our season. And they invited Rob Lowe instead of me. And he went up there and started talking about the team, and no one said anything. They were like, oh, this, you know, the GM's doing a good job. So, yes, we have met. I talked to him at the game last night and, you know, had a good word with him and said, hey, we need you in our building, not Chase Center.
So, never knew that story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, Rob Lowe, I think, is a big Dodger fan as well. I always see him at
Dodger games a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why he's at Chase Center. Does he live up there? Is that where he's?
I don't think so. He has been going to Laker games since the 80s.
Yeah.
He did a whole podcast with Bill Simmons about how when he was filming movies back in the 80s, he would have it written into his deal that he could take days off to go to Laker playoff games, especially if they were playing the Celtics.
Wow.
So he's been doing this for a long time.
We should get Rob Lowe on the show. How about you do that?
That would require Bergman to book a guest.
He was on yesterday.
He was on where?
Rob.
He was on yesterday.
Oh, he was on yesterday. Okay,
oh, come on, Mace.
Come on, Mace. That was a funny joke. Come on.
That's the joke, man.
Oh, I think I know how to get Rob Lowe. I think I could help you.
Is he in your phone?
No, but I know someone who knows him.
All right. Momo.
We can work on that.
Momo will deliver Rob Lowe to the show. All right, coming up next, we're going to do a little gambling. Anita Marks is going to be here. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
The show's a little bit like the cantina today.
Yeah, they're kind of all over the place.
Kind of all over the place.
Hey, but let's
weird characters.
Hey, let's get to
weird characters.
Yeah, let's get to Anita because I got a bone to pick with this lady.
Anita, what?
Anita, are you there?
With me?
You.
With
you,
me?
Anita Marks.
Why?
He's coming for you.
Why me?
I've never been more bent at you than I am right now, but there is a way that you can make it right. So yesterday, I'm sitting here in San Francisco doing the show. I got a big TV monitor in my room.
Right.
And you pop up on ESPN, mm-hmm. and you look good, by the way.
Well, thank you. I got my hair did.
Yeah,
so
your hair looked excellent.
Thank you.
Except you had a very ugly Boston Celtics t-shirt on for the entire show. Now, look, you're on the Lakers station every week.
Yeah.
I know you bet against L.A. at every turn you get, but this was just blatant, taunting, showboating, picking. So here's my offer for you to make it right.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did they win? Did they cover?
Yeah, but
yeah,
Anita.
They did.
Okay,
right,
no. So understand, I have no allegiance. I have no allegiance to any team. I wear shirts on Daily Wager. They're from 500 level.
You've taken me where I want to go. Do you have
so I wear shirts based
Lakers
on teams shirt. I think are going to win.
Okay.
Not who I'm rooting for. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm rooting
Anita,
for because I want to win money.
Do you have a 500 level Lakers shirt?
I do. And by the way, I sent you guys a ton of stuff.
Right. I got a Cooper Kupp t-shirt from you.
Exactly.
Really nice
I sent you guys a ton of 500 level t-shirts.
Yeah, all right. No, this is all I want to make it right. The next time you pick the Lakers, which I know is very difficult for you because you've picked them once in like 90 games. Next, can you wear the Lakers shirt on Daily Wager?
I have. I have a phenomenal AD t-shirt that I wear. I have a LeBron t-shirt. I have a Hachimura t-shirt.
Okay.
Yes, I have several Lakers t-shirts.
Now, are you on Daily Wager on Monday?
If I was on Daily Wager today, I'd probably be wearing my AD t-shirt.
Are you on Monday? Do you know yet?
I think so.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. By wearing it today, does that mean you're taking the Lakers plus the 6.5?
Oh, I am taking the Lakers.
You really?
Yes. I'm on Monday at 5 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay, wait. So you are too. Anita, let's get back. We buried the lead. You think that you would take the Lakers tonight? Everybody's picking the Warriors because they think the dynasty is on the line.
I think the dynasty is over. No,
really?
I mean, listen, I think if AD can stay healthy, right? And to me, it's beyond the 30-23 that he put up the other night. Like, I don't think Green or Looney have an answer for him. Jaren Jackson, who's one of the best defensive NBA players in the NBA, didn't have an answer for him. I just think he's otherworldly right now. He's playing out of his mind. The rotation, the supporting cast, it's all coming together for this Lakers team right now. Best defense in the NBA since the All-Star break. And now I think the key here is to why I think they won the series. And by the way, you could wager on that at -165 is they stole a game from the Golden State Warriors on their court. So, and they've only lost 13 games at home. And so I don't see the Golden State Warriors as horrible as they've been on the road winning one at the Crypto.com arena.
So you've got, at the beginning of the series, it was Golden State -165. What is it now?
The Golden State to win the series is +140.
So
the Lakers to win the series is -165.
So the Lakers are now the favorite.
Normally, I do think Golden State could win a game at Crypto. They just won two games in Sacramento after being 11-30 on the road all year. Because
their back is
against the wall, I think it's a different team. Plus, the Warriors that you see right now are not the Warriors that win 11-30 on the road. They added Gary Payton. They started to play different lineups.
They got Wiggins back.
He was out for 2 months. Like, I think that, and they showed me something winning in Sacramento those two games.
But here's the thing. Defending Sabonis, much different,
way different.
Than defending
AD
right now.
They didn't even defend Sabonis. They just backed up and let him shoot.
And here's another thing. When you look, Kerr and his offense, they rely on a very balanced offense, right? Like, so many points in the paint, so many points, shots outside on the perimeter. They took 53 shots from behind the arc. You know why? Because AD is playing insane defense right now. So, you know, it's I just don't think the Golden State Warriors are going to have an answer for AD offensively. And I think defensively, he's just so dominant in the paint. I think they're going to rely very heavily. They're going to have to rely very heavily on that perimeter shooting. And you're talking about a team, again, the Lakers now, great perimeter defense, solid in the paint with AD, number one defense in the All-Star break. I've got the Lakers winning the series.
So you're taking, like, I've got 30,000, you know, we bet mythical money around here. I got 30,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers plus the 6.5. You like them plus the 6.5. Do you like them on the money line to win tonight?
I think it's going to be a close game. You know, they've already done what they've needed to do, and that is to take one there at Golden State. I love the points. Maybe I'll throw some money on the juice on the money line. Maybe I'll throw some coin on the money line, but I definitely like the Lakers getting the points tonight. That's for sure. And probably the play tonight, I think, is the under, which what was it, like 224?
I like that too. That's good.
Over,
I like,
under,
it's been kind of a, yeah, it was a lower scoring
yeah.
game.
Yeah, I like the under tonight. I think defensively, I just like the way this Lakers team is playing defensively.
All right, let's turn to the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets. Denver's got a 2-0 lead. Phoenix is at home. Where's that series on the money line? And do you think Phoenix still has a heartbeat in that?
I think they're done. Yeah. Dare I say sweep with Chris Paul out now with a groin injury. Here's the thing, guys, and it's very interesting, right? I just don't think a lot of people stay up late to watch West Coast basketball.
Yep.
And I just don't think the Denver Nuggets have received any respect at all. None whatsoever. It's like they have been an afterthought. It's all about the 76ers. It's about Boston. It's about the Suns. You know, the Lakers, obviously a great storyline because of how they were able to turn it around, you know, since the trade deadline. But I just don't understand, like, the odds for the Denver Nuggets have been so juicy and so enticing for so long since the postseason has begun. And I just didn't understand it. But now you're talking about a team that very well could sweep the Suns, dare I say that, or maybe they win the series in five. And now they're getting another round of rest, right? Before they're going to have to take on, which I believe will be the Lakers. So I love this Denver team. I had them winning the series at the start of the postseason, and you know, I like them even more now.
Real quick, are you on Boston or are you on Philly?
I don't know about you guys. I'm sure you guys watched the game last night.
We hate Boston. I'll just tell you up front.
Embiid just looks like a shell of himself. That knee playing. Listen, I have 7 knee surgeries. I've tore my ACL 4 times. I've got 3 meniscus.
Wow.
4 ACL injuries, surgeries. When you have to play with a knee brace, especially a guy like him, how big he is, you know, it's cumbersome. And so I think he was a shell of himself last night. I have Boston winning this series.
Okay. Anita, are you're on tonight, right?
I am not. I was on yesterday.
Oh, you're
on. You missed
oh,
it.
Damn, I missed
it. You missed it.
What do we need to know about the Kentucky Derby?
The Derby is Saturday. Yeah.
So the Derby is Saturday. Really quick. So Forte is the horse that is favored to come in. He's 3-1. I literally just got a text message from 3 sources that are at the Kentucky Derby. 3, not 1, not 2, that 3, that we're supposed to have 3 before we break news. And that is that he might be scratched.
Oh.
So apparently he tweaked something training yesterday. Again, nothing has been confirmed.
Right.
Nothing has been announced as of yet. I'm just sharing with you that I have 3 reliable, solid sources who are at the Kentucky Derby right now who just text me that said Forte, the favorite, might get scratched.
Then
might
who,
have to pull
who becomes
out of
the
race.
Favorite?
Tappet Trice, the 5 horse, or Angel of Empire, the 14 horse. Both those horses, to me, here's what's so great about the I love the Kentucky Derby, guys. Not
I
sure
do
about
too.
You.
I think it's really fun.
I love it. I love the Triple Crown. I'm a horse owner. I love it. What's so great about this race this week, this Saturday, is that it is a lot of parity. There is, like, Forte was favored, but not head and shoulders, like a monster above everyone else. This is such an open field. You're going to have 20 horses. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wide open. and it's going to be fun to watch. This is how I would play it really quick. I'll leave you with this. I would play a $1 5-horse trifecta box.
Oh, you're talking to John Ireland right now. He loves stuff like this.
Yeah, no, this is great.
$1 5-horse trifecta box. You can buy it for $60. I would go Angel of Empire. That's the 14 horse. Mm-hmm. I would go King's Barnes. Hope you're writing this down.
Yeah,
that's the 6 horse.
Yep.
I would go Derma Sotogake. That is the Japanese horse, number 17. I would go Tap It Trice, the 5 horse. And I would go Verifying, the 2 horse.
So that means if one of those 5 horses wins, you get...
Well, no, what that
you need 3 of the horses.
You need 3 of the 5 to finish first, second, and third.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That is a smart and savvy bet.
Anita, do you own a fascinator since you're into horses and all that? Are you a hat person?
I've been to the Kentucky Derby 3 times, and each time I go to the Derby, I borrow a hat.
Oh.
I don't wear hats enough where I'm going to throw $500 to $800 down.
Is that what they cost?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Some cost into the thousands, Ramona.
Wow.
So, yeah, I just don't wear hats enough where I'm going to throw that kind of change on a hat.
Yeah,
but I am not shy to borrow. I am not shy to say, hey, Ramona, let me come over to your closet. I need to borrow a hat. I am not shy enough to say
that. Oh, I don't have a fascinator. But I would like to have one day. I can get it on Rent the Runway.
All right. We'll pass the juleps. Anita, thank you very much. Glad you're right about the Lakers for this series.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go, Lakers.
All right. Cool. There is Anita Marks, our regular gambling expert. She owns horses. She gave us a 5-horse
I learned a lot of things
box.
Today.
Did you?
I didn't know what a 5-horse trifecta box was.
Oh, didn't you really? Oh, no. Yeah. Me and Ireland have played the ponies.
Clearly.
Not very successfully.
Not successfully, but we played. That's the important thing. All right, coming up next for you. I saw something at the Philly-Boston game last night that I'd never seen before and I think is cool but annoying. We'll do that coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, game 2 tonight in San Francisco. Pew, pew, pew. Also Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
So Momo's here, Ireland's here. We're getting ready for the game, and Slee with the pre at 4:30. Don't forget, it's an early start tonight, which, by the way, is really good for the East Coast.
Yes.
I was thinking about it as I was watching game 1. It ended at 12:30 in the morning.
Ridiculous.
What little kid is able to stay up to see Steph and LeBron at 12:30 in the morning back east?
They're not.
I would put all these games, I would start them at 6 at the latest.
Yeah.
Once the playoffs
They've moved
out.
The finals to 5:30 starts.
Oh,
now.
Have they?
Good.
It used
good.
To be 6 o'clock starts, now it's 5:30.
Yeah, you got to make these games available
yeah.
to, when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to stay up till 12:30 and watch a game.
No.
Were you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, we didn't have to, Ramona. We, yeah. we you know, when, living on the West Coast, it's easier.
I will tell you though, like when I go
up in Ohio, Mason was screwed.
Yeah,
yeah. When you're on the East Coast, like I used to have to go back to Bristol all the time. Staying up to watch the West Coast games was rough. I mostly would just turn it off and not watch the second half, and then catch the highlights in the morning.
Okay, so here's what I wanted to do here. Last night, the Philly-Boston game comes on.
Yeah.
By the way, Boston, despite what John Ireland said, he said, boy, with Embiid coming back, I really like...
Yeah, I thought Philly was going to at least keep that game close last night, and Boston just boat
exactly.
raced him.
So there was a drone. Now, I don't remember seeing a drone before at a game. It was flying around, and it took really cool shots.
Yeah.
It just bothered me. It was in the middle of everything. It's like not the spider cam you can ignore at an NFL game. You couldn't ignore this drone. It kept catching my eye, and then I would follow the drone instead of the game. Did you notice it, Ireland?
I didn't, but I don't like it either. I think anything that interferes with the actual view that the fans have of the court, or it's flying around over the players' heads, we don't need it that bad.
Also, all it takes is one time for that drone to malfunction and hit someone in the head.
Right. Right. And somebody's maneuvering.
Because that's going to happen
here's why this stuff happens.
The game.
TV money is off the chart high. I mean, they pay whatever. Yeah. So whenever TV says, hey, we want to do X, Y, and Z, the NBA says, sure. So if TV literally said, we want to put a headband on the referee's head and have a camera on it, Scott Foster would be running around with a headband with a camera on it.
Right, right.
Because TV rules everything. So somebody in TV obviously said, hey, we want to get these really cool drone shots. And Adam Silver said, well, you're paying us $1 billion. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, that's why the NBA. So let me go on a little rant. Should I go on a rant?
Yeah, sure. Rant away.
The MVP has traditionally been handed out on the off day before the home game in the second round of the winner.
Okay.
So for Philly, that would have been Thursday today.
Yes.
They play their first home game of the second round on Friday. It's an easy thing to just leak it to the Philadelphia Inquirer. That's how it used to be done, is you pick a local paper and sort of as a reward for sending a beat writer on the road and covering the team and the local fans. Almost for the first 15 years I covered the NBA, that's how the MVP award was announced. It was the local paper of record in the winner's hometown the off day before the first home game of the second round. It was like predictable.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, they announced Joel Embiid had won the MVP on Wednesday, before a game. On Tuesday, and then Wednesday was the game in Boston.
Right.
So he has to do his MVP press conference from the visiting locker room in the Boston Garden.
Right.
All the shots behind him are the Celtics paraphernalia.
Yep.
He wins the MVP and it's like, congratulations, you have a road game and your home fans don't get to cheer for you or celebrate you.
Yeah.
And the only reason they announced it like this is because TNT gets to announce the awards.
Yeah,
right.
And in the playoffs, TNT has Monday to Wednesday, and we have Thursday through the weekend. They get those 3 days, we get the 4 days.
Again, TNT TV money controls the day. So, but I'm actually glad you brought this up, Ramona, because I want to. I have a related question about something Greg put in an email to us today. Did you guys see what's going on with the Angels?
Yes.
Somebody from The Athletic.
I tell you what, Ireland, do me a favor. It's time for What's Up, Fool, and Bergman's actually got that in What's Up, Fool. So you want to hold it?
Up to you.
Okay, let's hold it. We'll do it next. Bergman's like,
No, it's okay. I have other questions. I have other questions.
Okay,
you can do
it.
You can do it. You can
do it.
Sorry,
do it, John.
Go ahead.
Here's my question, Ramona. The Angels have decided that they want to know the questions in advance that these reporters are going to ask their players and coaches. And they asked for the hitting coach because they're doing a story on Anthony Rendon.
And why he can't hit any home runs anymore. Yeah.
And the Angels said, well, give us the questions in advance. And the reporter said, no. And so they're not going to interview the hitting coach. Momo, if I'm that outlet, if I'm The Athletic, if I'm the Orange County Register, I'd pull my reporter. Why?
The Angels
need coverage more than the reporter needs the Angels.
So the story is, it's not just that they wanted the questions in advance. It's they wanted to know the angle of the story, and the Angels deemed that the story would be too negative for that line of questioning.
Okay.
So the idea is any question that's even a tiny little bit hard or negative, they just don't want their coaches to answer. They'd rather the head coach, Phil Nevin, to answer.
Here, according to Sam Blum, who's the writer in The Athletic who did this, he said this: they had to put this in the Anthony Rendon story because the Angels wouldn't allow any comment. The Athletics requested to speak with Angels hitting coach Marcus Thames. However, under a recently revised policy, the Angels allow coaches to speak to the media only on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, so to me, Ramona, I would my response would be, if I was the Athletic or if I was the Register, I would simply say, all right, we're done. We're not covering you anymore. They don't need the Angels. The Angels don't stir the drink in this town. I mean, if the Angels are going to try and play hardball with the media should fight back.
They've already kind of been doing that.
Yeah, they have been.
Yeah.
Because they kicked this Athletic guy off of a roundtable show that they did. Then the OC Register guy quit it, and so did the LA Times guy. So they have sort of said, look, if you're going to treat one of us this way, then none of us are going to do it.
Yeah, I think the Angels are making a huge tactical error here. The Dodgers are the team that everybody cares about. And if the Angels are going to try and tell the media what they can and can't do, the media should just go cover the Dodger games.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the Angels have very thin skin.
Well, and they're stupid.
It's really just Artie. I mean, it's...
And because, again, the Angels need the media more than the media needs the Angels.
Correct.
Yep, for sure. All right, coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? It is brought to you by Dos Hombres, Mason in Ireland, Momo's here. Ireland's in San Francisco. We're getting ready for game two, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Yes.
Thanks, Chris. Is that the first time you've heard that, Momo?
Mm-hmm.
How amazing is that? It's the best open on the station.
I've heard some of the Cranston stuff. It's great.
Yeah, it is.
Every single one, he's just nails it.
He is the voice of the Mandy's this year. Inside the room, you will hear him announcing the awards and all that stuff.
So if I win fill-in host of the year, it will be Brian Cranston saying my name. He's going to know my name.
He's going to know your name.
All right. Do you think he actually knows my name now? Does he listen to the station?
What's up, fool?
He does listen.
Probably doesn't know
me. He does listen. All right, what's up, fool?
In 2013, Peyton Manning threw for 5,477 yards, which is the all-time record in a season. Lamar Jackson's best passing season was in 2019 when he threw for 3,127 yards and won the MVP. He now has OBJ, Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, Nelson Aguilar, and a whole bunch of other guys that he says he wants to throw for 6,000 yards this season. 6,000 yards. Do you think this is possible, especially with how often he uses his legs and runs?
Nobody's thrown for 6,000 yards, but I mean, if you want to set the bar high, go ahead. But I mean, it's the old line, over-promise.
Under promise, over deliver.
Right. He's doing the opposite.
He's doing the opposite. Yeah. He's over promising. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, if he wanted to try for 6,000 yards, he would actually probably not run as much, which is a huge part of his game. So I think you want a more balanced attack with him. You want him to run and throw, but by running, he's going to throw less.
Yeah.
Is that your response to the whole question?
I thought that was a great answer.
Oh, okay.
I agree. Look, I could give you the whole, that sounds a little like LeBron with the not five, not six, not seven rings.
Right.
Like just go play. Just go play. But I do, I like hype and I like the fact that he puts it out there, especially after his long contract dispute.
Yes.
you know.
He's got to be feeling pretty good today. Walked in, signed the deal.
Yeah. I kind of wonder, like, when you have such a messy battle with your team, how does everyone in the building feel about it?
By the way, one of the things about Lamar that we talked about off the air, I don't know if we said it on the air, but no agent saves 10%.
Yeah. Makes a difference.
Gets a little bonus.
I've thought about that. Have you ever thought about that? Like, oh, man. You know how I can get a raise? Not pay my agent.
Yeah,
right?
I've thought about it. I want a buffer between me and them.
So wait, John, so you don't think that anybody will ever throw for 6,000 yards? You don't think like Patrick Mahomes will do it?
I don't think this year anybody's going to
throw for 6,000. But do you think ever someone will throw for 6,000?
Well, the game keeps moving till more of a passing league.
Right.
If anybody could do it, Mahomes could do it. But you said Manning was under 5,000, right?
No. He had 5,477. 5,477.
Yeah, it'll
have 5,500.
Well, 17 games now too.
It'll happen one day.
Oh yeah, the extra game. Yeah,
good point, Mo.
Will you care if they do it in 17 games? Will you care?
What's the old asterisk in baseball that Roger Maris did it in 150 or Babe Ruth did it in 156 and Roger Maris had 162. Records are records.
What's that, Foo?
I wouldn't mind.
Yeah. So I got an email the other day and it was from somebody named Kim Geibel, G-I-E-B-L.
Hey, Kim.
She's a casting producer, and she says that, I remember how great you were from previous casting auditions and would love to see if you'd be interested in my latest competition reality docuseries. Nice. I am casting a new major network competition series looking for teams of two to survive an ultimate treasure hunt on a tropical island with millions of dollars in play.
Wow. Whoa.
Should I go out for this, and who should I have with me if I do?
100% you should go for it.
Yeah.
And you need somebody that's dramatic.
Oh, so we get on camera a lot.
Yeah.
Or you need a
athletic like me.
You need a good story, right? You get camera time, but
Jorge's a good story.
You and Riley.
Riley's
that would be such a great story.
I would love to do that with Riley.
If you had to take somebody from the station,
take the entertaining one.
No, I would take Morales.
Morales.
Oh,
me and Morales on a desert island.
It is the final.
What are you talking about?
We got the treasure.
Morales, is this like Survivor style? Can you see him living and sleeping on the beach?
No, that's why. That's why.
He definitely needs his creature comforts.
Exactly.
Come on now. Which is why
he would be, you know, with 2 days without a bottle of scotch.
So cranky.
He'd be going crazy.
What are you talking about?
Why, it says from your previous casting things, what did you previously go out for?
So I was going to do with Lindsay. We were going to do the show that used to be on Nickelodeon, Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, okay.
We were going to do that. And then.
All right. You filmed yourself doing it. Did I not help? I think I helped.
You did. You did help with that. Yeah. We did some stuff with that.
I bet Lindsay
would
be good.
I was on game shows. I've done stuff.
Yeah, Lindsay would be good. In terms of a survival situation, I think she'd be good. Yeah. She seems crafty.
Momo, breaking news.
What?
Mike Budenholzer fired.
Whoa.
Okay, we can get to that at 3 o'clock.
Whoa.
Jorge. I think Jorge would be good, right? Me and Jorge? That's a good story.
I'm athletic. I ran a 40 and 5.5. Come on.
Yeah, 5.5, 40.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one. Would you do it, Jorge?
I'm down. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. That means we got to find a replacement producer and a replacement board op.
That's it.
Associate producer.
Yeah, that would be perfect, right?
We're going to win the whole
thing. Just fix the whole show.
Tyler and Funch. Bring them on.
Bring on Brian Cohen.
Yes.
What's up, Foo?
What's up, Foo? So after airing one season exclusively on Disney+, Dancing with the Stars is returning to ABC for its upcoming season 32, airing this fall. So if you were to be casted for this show, who would your celebrity partner be?
So
you're already...
We're the core dancer.
Exactly, but who's your celebrity partner?
Celebrity partner, okay.
Wait, so they...
You know how Keyshawn did it?
Yeah, I know. I don't know who's still on there.
Gotta think of... No,
no, matter, just pick one. Any celebrity.
Who would you dance with?
Because I did like that Maxim Chimarkovsky.
You're talking about the professional dancers. Your question, Jorge, is assuming that we would be the pros.
We're definitely not.
Yeah. Just pick one. Just come on, play with it.
Who's going to be my partner?
Except the premise.
Yeah.
All right.
What celebrity would you dance with?
The Rock.
Oh, the Rock is a good call.
I mean,
the easy answer.
That's definitely the get out of jail card.
Five and you're five.
Adds to the intrigue.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, he would be like lifting you up and throwing you around and doing all the flips and stuff. And
yeah, it's true. It's true.
It'd be fun.
Ireland?
It's also super hot.
Look, she's blushing. She's hiding away from the camera. Man.
It's multiple blushes from Momo.
Ireland, what about one of them Vanderpump girls?
Yeah, sure. Give me one of them. I'll
take
that.
That was it? That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you got? Okay.
Greg, how about you, man?
Margot Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah. That's your jam. Robbie.
Yeah. That is my jam.
And she can totally dance, too.
Yeah. She can do anything.
I'll go with Sofia Vergara. Oh,
yeah, there you go. Dude.
And I'll go with Keanu.
I knew it.
One word, Keanu.
Yep.
What's up, fool?
All right, so this is not spoiling anything because I don't think everybody's seen the last episode of Ted Lasso.
Correct.
But they did talk about dirty pictures sent to you
here we
and
go.
When
yes.
to and when to delete them.
Yes.
So when is the right time after a breakup to delete your dirty pictures that were sent to you?
I don't have in my possession, maybe it's because I've been with Lisa for 30 years, I don't have any dirty pictures in my possession of anyone I've ever dated. Is that weird?
How about people you haven't dated?
No, wait. By the way, I think part of this is sort of generational. Like,
absolutely.
If you are 20, you've got dirty pictures of people. If you're 50, you probably don't. Now, I've got a few, not of me.
Why would you have a dirty picture of yourself in your phone?
Well, no.
Because he's Mason.
No, this is what happened. No.
That Instagram shot alone.
You haven't
seen the waterfall.
But you haven't seen the episode because it's somebody with a dirty video of themselves.
Oh, got it.
That gets leaked. So it is, and a lot of people have videos of them with other people, all that kind of stuff. Bergman, you probably have dirty pictures.
Not of myself.
Oh, not of yourself.
No. Yeah. I don't have any of those.
I'm just going to be the real one here.
Okay,
am I going to be the real one here?
Yeah, be real.
The angels.
Be real.
I get sent.
We're all on eggshells because you're here.
I get sent a lot of dirty pictures online. A lot. Like on Instagram, it's a constant thing. Like
you do?
All the time from people I don't know. It's like they do this to female reporters or just maybe just females in general.
Really?
Yes. All the time I'll get something on Instagram. Hey, Momo, great to see you. And then the next one will be like a picture and like, do you know, oh, love seeing you on the show. And the next one is like, you don't know this person. Do you want to accept them to be able to send you messages?
Right.
And the next one is always a picture of some junk. Oh, and you're like, oh, God, no.
Oh, God.
And I have to just immediately delete it. It just goes away. I don't look. I mean, you see it when you first see it.
Yeah.
And then you just have to delete it away. I'm a married woman. I have two kids.
Yes.
Don't send me those pictures.
Yeah. Ireland,
I don't need to see it. I know it's not a mystery. It doesn't do anything for me. I'm going to delete it immediately.
Ireland, you and Lisa are how long?
30 years.
And me and Juan are 17. Been a while.
12 here.
12, yeah. Yeah. The longer you do, yeah. I don't think there aren't a lot of dirty pictures in my.
Yeah, phone. Me neither.
Not this crowd.
No. Okay. Yo, what?
But I mean, it's definitely a thing. People like are just have them in their phone.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you guys know what the fappening is, right?
The what?
The fappening.
The fappening. Oh yeah. Fappening. No.
No.
Okay.
What's fappening?
So first of all, Google it.
Okay.
Nope.
Second of all, don't do it
on a company computer.
Yeah. Second of all, basically, it's hackers went into the phone of famous celebrities and yanked all the naked pictures and put them all up on one site. And you're shot. I mean, Mace, what you're saying is the truth. It's generational. Almost any actress you can think of in their 20s is on that site.
Really?
Anybody famous. Anybody is on that site.
And it's all because of a data hack. Breach or one of
An
those things?
An Apple engineer got fired, got disgruntled, and came up with a hack and hacked into everybody's phone. Like, they just basically hacked into any actress that they could find and put all their pictures out online. It was a huge deal. It was several years ago. It was a huge deal. And the thing I learned about it is that most people under the age of 30 have naked pictures on their phone.
Yes, I think that's true. I don't.
What's up, fool?
That'll do it.
That ended on a weird note. All right,
I had another one, but we have no time.
Mike Budenholzer has been fired as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wonder if Giannis still thinks there's no failure in sports.
We will talk about that coming up for you. In the meantime, What's Up Fools, brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal, gives you the more, just the right more, for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more. Game 2 tonight. You'll hear it here at 6. John's in San Francisco. Me and Momo here. 710 ES.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin. And the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.